Hey there, beautiful souls. It's so good to be back. Welcome back to The Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're talking about something deeply important, taking back what's been stolen from you. We're reclaiming your self-worth, confidence, dignity, and joy. Let's get into it. There comes a time in life when you must rise, not just from your pain, but in your power. This is that time. Maybe life hit you hard. Maybe people betrayed you, circumstances crushed you, or a few whispered lies that made you forget who you are. Maybe somewhere along the way, the enemy, whether internal or external, robbed you of your self-worth, your confidence, your peace, and your joy that once lit your path on fire. But here's the truth. What was stolen from you can most definitely be reclaimed. Today's podcast, Take Back What the Enemy Has Stole, is your call to action. A bold declaration that you are no longer settling for less than what you were created for and what you deserve. It's about rising from the ashes and fighting forward with grace, purpose, and spiritual authority. You will get a deeper understanding of reclaiming your identity, restoring your dignity, rebuilding your hope, and reigniting your joy. So this is more than healing. It's about taking back your life, your self-worth, your confidence, your dignity, your financial security, your hope, and most importantly, your joy. You were never meant to live in defeat. You were born to overcome, to shine, and to walk into divine restoration. This is your season to take it all back and then some. That's right. Let's get into it. Let's face it, life can throw us so many curveballs and throw punches that leave us feeling depleted, diminished, and like something precious has been stolen and taken from us, whether it's through toxic relationships, systematic oppression, personal setbacks, or internal battles. These aspects of ourselves can feel lost or stolen. It's like being robbed. But today we're declaring no more. It's time to rise and it's time to reclaim what is rightfully yours. Recognizing what was stolen, let's self-reflect on that. Self-worth. Has anyone diminished your self-worth, that inherent sense of value and lovability? Has someone or something made you feel less than, like you weren't worthy? I'm here to tell you, you're worthy. Has something diminished your confidence, that belief in your abilities and your right to take up space? Has your confidence been chipped away? I'm here to tell you, your self-esteem is just that. It comes from self. So it's time to regain that confidence. Has something been getting with you and bothering your dignity, that sense of respect for yourself and your inherent human value? Has your dignity been compromised? Has your joy, that feeling of lightness, happiness, and enthusiasm for life been diminished? Has your joy been dimmed or extinguished? I'm here to tell you it's time to reclaim it. Has your financial security, that sense of stability and control over your resources, has your financial security been threatened or taken? Has your hope been diminished? That optimistic outlook on the future, that belief in better days, has your hope been taken away? Have you been feeling hopeless? It's time to believe again. It's time to understand the enemy. Let's unpack that. Who and what is the enemy? There are internal enemies where you have self-doubt, negative self-talk, limiting beliefs, and internalized oppression. Sometimes we could be our own worst enemy. And then there are enemies from the outside, those external enemies, which consist of toxic relationships, abusive situations, systematic injustice, and society pressures, or recognizing the tactics, the manipulation, the gaslighting, the belittling, the exploitation, control. It's time to reclaim your power, the power of reclaiming. The first step is acknowledging the laws, recognizing what has been taken, stolen, or what has violated you. Understanding that your feelings about it all is valid. So acknowledge what's going on. Declare your intent. Make a conscious decision that you are ready to take back what is yours, your joy, your self-esteem, your self-worth, your value, your confidence. It's your time. It's time. It's your birthright. You are automatically deserving of these things, these qualities. They were inherent to your being. They cannot truly be taken, only suppressed. So you give people that power, but it's time to take it back. And let's talk about that. Self-worth, practicing self-compassion, treating yourself with kindness and understanding. Be kind with yourself. Have compassion for yourself. Tell yourself that everything is going to be okay. And challenge the negative self-talk. Replace the critical thoughts with positive affirmations. Focus on your strength. Acknowledge your talents, your abilities. You are capable. Greatness is within you. And understand your confidence. I don't know about you, but I have this little thing called blind confidence. I'm going to be confident regardless. So if you're not feeling completely confident, and if your confidence has been chipped away at, you want to set small, achievable goals and build that momentum. Build your confidence. Know that you are her. She is you. You're that girl. And step outside of your comfort zone. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. And understand your dignity isn't worth being compromised. Set firm boundaries. Protect your physical, emotional, and mental space. And speak your truth. Assert your needs and feelings respectfully. And if you're feeling disrespected, walk away from disrespect. Remove yourself from situations that compromise your self-worth and your dignity. You're better than that. Rise above that. Don't tolerate that disrespect. Isolate, separate yourself, create that distance. You are better than that. Walk away from the disrespect. And when it comes to joy, reclaiming your joy, taking back that level of joy, prioritize everything in your life that makes you happy. Make times for things that brighten your future, that brings joy into your life, that makes you happiness. And put yourself first. Focus on the good in your life and embrace all of the lightheartedness things and understand that your happiness matters. You deserve to have happiness and joy like everyone else in the world. And your financial security, it's time to take that back. Learn about financial literacy and management and set financial goals. Create a path, a plan for your financial future. And understand support. If you need support, don't be afraid to ask for help or guidance. That someone's that's more, financially sound that can give you guidance and support. There's so many resources. I have a book, Fab on a Budget. It's available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy. There's so many other resources out there as well. And when it comes to hope, if you've been feeling down and out, understand that hope is a priority. Don't lose hope. Visualize a positive future. Allow yourself to dream and believe in better days ahead. Believe in a brighter future and connect with individuals that support you and communities if you need to join those communities to uplift yourself, to regain that hope. A faith-based community. Find strength and encouragement in shared experience and understand that it's all about progress and not perfection. So know that you are resilient. You have the inner strength to overcome any adversity in your life, and reclaiming everything that was stolen from you is possible. It's your God-given right, and you can take back what has been stolen from you. It starts within. The power to reclaim, the power to rebuild, it resides within you. You deserve wholeness. You deserve to live a life filled with self-worth, confidence, dignity, joy, financial security, and hope. You deserve all of that and nothing less than. It's time. Today is the day to let go of what broke you, but not what shaped you. Setting healthy boundaries in regaining respect. Walking with your head held high again. It's time to dust yourself off and try again. It's time to forgive yourself for your shortcomings. And it's time, most importantly, to rekindle joy. And it's time to restore hope for your future. Getting a clear vision of your dreams and your goals and choosing faith over fear and believing again. It's time to rewrite the narrative of your life. It's time. It's a new day and it's a new you. And it's time to take back all of those things that were stolen and stripped from you. It's time to break free from the scarcity and lack mindset when it comes to reclaiming your financial security and just creating a new plan for financial wholeness and believing wholeheartedly that you are deserving of abundance and that you're going to plant those financial seeds and work on a new path, a new plan for financial wholeness. And most importantly, it's time to walk into your full power, living as a whole, healed, and restored version of yourself, empowering others as you rise above the adversity and guarding your growth and keeping your ground. That's right. So I hope that you are declaring restoration over your life and have those daily affirmations and prayers for continued growth and strength. It's time to confuse the enemy because you see, the enemy thought they've won. They thought they had you down and out. They thought you were broken, but it's time to take back all of the things that the enemy has stole from you. You've walked through the pain. You faced the lies. You felt the weight of what was stolen. But now you stand in a new truth, the truth that you are not broken beyond repair, that those things were not permanently taken away from you, that they're not forgotten, and that you're not defeated. You are rising. You are stronger than before, and you are more aware of who you truly are. So the enemy thought they had the last laugh, but guess what? The enemy has to see you rise and reclaim your life, reclaim all of those things that they thought they were taking away from you. Reclaim it. It's time. Taking back what the enemy stole isn't just about recovery. It's about restoration. It's about remembering the value you always had. You are valuable. You are worthy. You are confident. And you have eternal joy. Reclaiming your voice and walking in the fullness of your purpose. It's about no longer shrinking in shame. You don't have to be ashamed. There is no fear or doubt. And instead, stepping forward with boldness, grace, and unwavering faith. You were never meant to live in lack, emotionally, spiritually, or financially. Everything that you need, you're more than capable of attaining. You were created to flourish, to rise. So the pieces of you that felt lost are not gone forever. So you may be feeling down. You may have lost hope. But understand that there are some things in your life that are being restored, renewed, and rebuilt with the power of intention. So as you move forward, hold your head up high. You were not built to break. So understand, it's time to let your self-worth shine. Shine bright like a diamond. It's time to speak with confidence. It's time to walk with dignity. Hold your head up high. It's time to laugh with joy. It's time to dream with hope. And it's time to build with wisdom. This is not the end of the story. You are simply beginning. It's the rebirth of everything that was meant for you, that the enemy tried to steal from you, but they didn't win. You're still here. You're still standing. And it's time to reclaim everything that was yours, to come out even better than before. It's time to reinvent yourself. It's time for you to take it all back and then some. It's time to let the healing begin. It's time to get back up and dust yourself off. If you've been feeling betrayed, if there's some circumstances in life that crushed you and you're feeling down and out, it's time. Let the healing begin. It's time to take back your life, your self-worth, your confidence, your dignity, your financial security, your hope, your joy. You want it all back. It's time. It's time to understand that you were never meant to live in defeat. You were born to overcome. You were born to shine, and you were born to walk in divine restoration. And this is your season. This is your day to take it all back and be more. You are worthy. You are capable. And today is the day to take back what the enemy has stole. I don't know about you, but my spirits are feeling uplifted and I'm ready to reclaim. It's a new season. It's a fresh anointing. And today is today to get up, to rise above, to pick your head up high and embrace your confidence, reclaim your dignity, reclaim your joy and happiness, and do what brings you joy. Do what works best for you. It's time to put yourself first. It's time. It's time to take back what the enemy has stole. It's time to reclaim your spiritual authority. It's time to reclaim your identity, restoring your dignity, rebuilding your hope, and reigniting the joy deep within. It's been lost, but now it's found. Today is the day to reclaim. So I'm excited. I'm excited to reclaim everything that the enemy thought they stole from me. They thought they took your joy. They thought they robbed you of your happiness. But I'm here to tell you today is a new day. And it's time. It's time to reclaim. It's time to reclaim. It's time to speak that greatness over your life and your destiny. You are more than capable. You are more than worthy. And today is the day for you to profess that and simply believe. Believe again. It's time to restore your hope and believe in all. Believe in all. Believe in the power of God. Understand that there's favor and calling on your life. And it's time to take back what the enemy has stolen. And always remember, you beautiful souls, that the enemy may have tried to steal these precious parts of you, but they do not have the final say. You have the power within you to rise, to reclaim, and to live a life filled with wholeness and authenticity. So take back what is yours. It's time. It's time. You've waited long enough. Now is the time to take back what's rightfully yours. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this journey of empowerment. Until next time, keep shining bright, you beautiful souls. You are strong, you are worthy, and you are capable of taking back everything that belongs to you. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.